what we're going to talk about tonight is the Lagavi the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is the where's the proper makom? Where's the proper makom hadlaka? People that have been in Eretz Yisrael, have seen that the makom hadlaka is in the outside. You walk outside the door, and people light outside the door on the tepach hasamach mivachot. So literally outside the house, not just in the window where you could see it, but literally outside the house. In America, in Chutz Laaretz, wherever you've been, Pashtus, you've seen that people light it inside the house. And granted that it's in a window that people mibachutz can see, but people light inside the house. And so I wanted to go through a little bit the makor and see if this taka, if that's the correct minug, or perhaps even in the Chutz Laaretz, maybe if we understand that maybe the makom hadlaka should be mibachutz. And if not, why is that the case? So, the source of this Gemara, of this halacha, is a Gemara. The Gemara says that there are mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Tanabana, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicha pesach besim mibachutz. The mitzvah is to light it outside. Vim hayadar ba'aliyah manicha b'choloin. Hasmucha l'rshazam. And if you live high up, so you can't put it on the Pesach, you should do it in the window. And then it says, "Ubeshas ha-sakana," but if you're in a sakana, and it's dangerous, we'll see what sakana means, but it's dangerous, it's a sakana to leave it outside. Manicha pesach al shulchan avedayoi. You put it on the shulchan inside your house, and that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah. So here you have that the ideal mitzvah is to light outside, but if you're in a matzah of sakana, you light inside. And this seems to have been the source for the mitzvah, for the minig, that in Golos, we light inside because it's nichlal under the category of v'shas ha-sakana. And the question that always comes up is that we're not in a sakana anymore. Baruch Hashem, people can go ahead and do mitzvahs. Everything else we do outside, people carry their lulav in these funny cases, and you know, through the streets, people wear the talis in the street when there's no erev. People do all sorts of mitzvahs outside. All of a sudden it comes to Ner Chanukah, oh, it's a sakana. You can't do it outside, you have to do it inside.
But in the window.
And besides that, you're doing it in the window. That's already... It's not the sakana is not that they see you doing the mitzvah. The sakana is that you're becoming a baal habos. Don't do the in your house. Do whatever you want, but don't, you know, once you're doing outside your house, so it's like you're taking over. What's going on here? You know, keep it to yourself.
Even the guy who put up the decorations of and they put a menorah.
Okay, good. So lemaisa, so you're backing up the question. It's not a sakana today. L'chor, it's not a sakana today. So this is the question nowadays, that it's not a sakana, why don't we light inside? So we'll go through the makar and see if that's the case. But before we go through how it applies to nowadays, I want to go through a little bit the Rishonim and the Sugya to understand the gedder of this whole thing in the first place. And the question is as follows. Let's say before the Zman of Chazal, before the Zman of the sakana, what would be the halacha if someone, that the mitzvah was to light outside, and he went ahead and he lit inside? Is he going to be yoytze to the mitzvah? Dehainu, is this halacha that b'shas ha-sakana could light inside, is that like a third level of the mitzvah? There's three levels, just like mahadrin, min mahadrin, there's levels of the mitzvah. So there's three levels of the mitzvah mitchila. The Or Masakin, you could do it outside is better. If not, you could do it inside. Or is the pshat, really the ikar mitzvah was to do it outside? However, b'shas takana, you had no choice. They made a new takana. They made a new mitzvah, a new takana to light it inside. But that wasn't in the original takana. That's the question. So, in other words, what about before there was a real sakana? What would be the halacha if you actually lit it inside? So, there's a very interesting taisus. Taisus says, the Gemara really says that we know this man of hadlaka is mishetishka from the time that the sun goes down until the time that the people start walking in the street, which is for about a half hour. And the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara, nafkamina is if you didn't light till this man, can you go ahead and light? And Tosfos seems to say literally that if this man passed and it's not tichlaregim minashuk, and people are not in the street anymore, you should not light at all. You shouldn't light at all. Now, what's the point of this takana? Of this zman, why is this the zman? Because that's the zman of Pesumei Nisa. That's the zman that we light, that people can see it. and you see from Tosfos that if you can't, if people are not going to see it, and you're lighting it outside, you shouldn't light at all. You shouldn't light at all. Okay? So the kasha on Tosfos is that why not at least light inside? In a chanami, there's no point in lighting outside because no one's passing by in the street anymore, but at least you should light inside. Just like we do nowadays, we light inside, and not even necessarily in a window. That's an extra thing. But even if you have no window, you light inside. So why is it that in the time of the mission of the Gemara says that if the zman of the pursuing needs to pass, you shouldn't light at all. Okay, you should light at least inside, just like we light inside nowadays. And to explain the question a little better, I just want to explain it even more. That L'chaira, why is it that the Ikar Mitzvah is to light outside? Why is it that the Ikar Mitzvah is to light outside? So the Rambam, when he brings down the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, he says like this, because of the Nisim that happened to the Klal Yisrael, the Chazal made that these days should be days of Simcha v'Halal, umadlikin behen aneiros ba'erev, and you should light neiros al pischei abatim on the Pesach of the house, b'chol laila v'laila mishmonas halelus laharois ulagalos hanes. So the Rambam says clearly that part of the Ikar Takana of Yom Tov was to light neiros al pischei abatim on the Pesach abayis laharois ulagalos hanes in order to make the nes be megalit, reveal it, and explain to people. To be mephias and make famous the nes. So you see from the Rambam that the idea of why we light outside, apischei abatim, is for persumei nisa, to publicize the miracle. So that's why, if there's no more people walking outside, the zman is over because there's no more persumei nisa. So that's clear. Is that the only purpose of lighting it outside is for persumei nisa? And if there's no one walking outside anymore, there's no point in the pursuing nisa. The shaila is still, why does they say you don't light at all? L'chaira, you should at least light inside. Who cares if no one's walking outside, so we'll light inside. So l'chaira, we see two things from Tosfos. You see from Tosfos, one thing is a yisod in the whole Ner Chanukah. Yisod in the whole Ner Chanukah. And we'll see, not everyone holds like this, but this idea that we do pursuing nisa with the Ner Chanukah, is that the pshat that's part of the Ikar Mitzvah? Ner Chanukah, the whole mitzvah is the pursuing nisa shabai. That's the whole idea of the mitzvah, it's the pursuing nisa shabai. Or, no, let's say like Kriyas HaMegillah, for example. Let's say Kriyas HaMegillah, okay? It's also pursuing nisa, but really there's a maisa mitzvah, you're supposed to lay in the Megillah. There's also an Indian of pursuing nisa, so you should do Berav HaMadras Melech, you should find the place with the most people and lay in the Megillah on Purim when the most people are there. But let's say you're by yourself, there's no one else, you still lay in the Megillah without pursuing nisa necessarily, because there's a mitzvah to lay in the Megillah. So is Pshat and Hadlakas Ner Chanukah the same thing? There's a maisa mitzvah, Chazal Mersakin a mitzvah, to light Neres Chanukah. There's also an Indian to be mefaris from the Nes. But if you can't do Pursuim Nisa, you still have the maisa mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. You should still do the mitzvah. Or no. Here, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is itself a maisa of Pursuim Nisa. The whole mitzvah is to be mefaris and publicize the Nes. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah. And if you can't do that, there's no point in doing the mitzvah, because that was the whole mitzvah. So it seems pretty clear from the Rambam's lesson that we read and from this Tosfos that the Ikar Mitzvah is to be mefarsim the Nes. That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah, to do pursuing Nisa. And Tosfos seems to say, and this is the Brisker Rav, is also medayik like this from Tosfos, that where there's not going to be pursuing Nisa, there's no mitzvah. Happens to be b'shas sakana, they made a new mitzvah. They were masakin, a new mitzvah. When you can't do the mitzvah of publicizing the miracle, they made a new mitzvah. Chazal made up a new mitzvah to go light inside the house, even though there's no pursuing nisa, no one's going to know about it. But there's a maisa mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. You should light it inside. That's l'chaira what Tosfos holds. And however, the Ritva over there in Shabbos argues on Tosfos, and the Ritva says this: that if the zman passed, you shouldn't light. Means you shouldn't light outside. But avada, you should still light inside. Because why not? Inside, the mitzvah to light inside has nothing to do with pursuing nisa. Even if there's no one walking in the street, you should still light inside. Why? Because the way he says it is you could be mefarsim the nes. You could publicize the miracle to your b'nei bayis, to the people in your family. So you could still do pursuing nisa for the people in the family. So the way it seems like from the Ritva's understanding is that really the Ikar mitzvah is pursuing nisa. But they made a takana that you could do the pursuing nisa inside also. because you could do the Pirsumei Nisa for your B'nai Bayis. So the takana was, the Ikra takana was, light outside if you can, and if not, at least be mefaras on the nes to your B'nai Bayis. So it's not a new takana according to the Ritva. The takana of the mitzvah of lighting B'shas Takana, lighting Ner Chanukah inside, it's not a new takana, it's part of the myth. So the point is, do Pirsumei Nisa as much as you can. If you can do it outside, do it outside. If you can't do it outside, do it inside. And that mitzvah goes all night, because as long as there's people around. And that's what the Gemara means. One of the Rishonim speaks out that's what it means. Madlika al shulchan v'dayay means to say, I think it's here. Meaning, it's enough to do a smaller Pirsumei Nisa. You could do a Pirsumei Nisa just to your B'nai Bayis. Okay? So it comes out like this, just to summarize this point, is that lighting inside seems to be a machlokes between Tosis and the Ritva. Is the point of lighting inside that there's no Pirsumei Nisa? It doesn't make a difference. It's a new takana to do a Maisa Mitzvah of Adlaka without Pirsumei Nisa, or no, you're still fulfilling the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, but you're doing it to your B'nai Bayis. Now this comes out a very, very big nafka min ala halacha in a very common case. So the shaila is...
You can't say that it's Pirsumei Nisa, but it's a whole takana was not quite on at this level, and then
takana... You could theoretically say that, but... It's not so geshmak, because then why? What's takap pshat? Why wouldn't you do it? So it's a smaller pirsumei nisa. So do that one. Priskurov says that it also one says like this, but I think that that's, I think it's more geshmak anyway. No, it's not muchach. But there's a big nafkamin al halacha. There is a machlekesach anyway about this. Big nafkamin al halacha is in the following case: if you have somebody, and this is a common occurrence, you have someone comes home late. You have someone that comes home late, and it's way after the Zman, no one's walking in the street anymore. Okay? And the question is, he wants to light with a bracha. Okay? It's late at night, he was away, he's coming back, and He doesn't live with anyone, and no one's going to see the candles except for him. He's lighting it, and he's the only one there. So he's not going to be mefarsim the nes to anybody. He's not publicizing the miracle at all by lighting these candles. No one's outside, or he lives very high up in a high building, and no one's inside. So, what do you do? So it should seem to come out the following, that according to Tosfos, there's a new mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light candles, even if there's no pirsumei nisa, no one knows about it, new mitzvah. So, or, according to the Ritva, should come out. No, of course, a fundamental part of the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa. If you're not doing Pirsumei Nisa, there's no point in the mitzvah. Just usually you could do Pirsumei Nisa for the people in the house. But let's say there are no people in the house, and there's no people outside. So what should you do? Should you light the Neris or not? So the Mishnah Berurah of Paskins, on this case, and this is the Magen Avraham Shita, the Shulchan Aruch says you could light all night. Says the Mishabura over bracha. V'hainu dafka in bnei abayis ne'urim. Aval m'yishenim ein levarcha leim el yadlik b'lei bracha. Uch dekemoy de leditu loy hayo mavarch el bizman pirsum anes hachanami ledidan. So says the Mishabura that if there's no pirsumei nisa, don't make a bracha. That means you see clearly that the ikar part of the mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah we make a bracha on, is to be mefarsim nes. That's part of the mitzvah. And if there's no pirsumei nisa, you shouldn't make a bracha. He brings down here in the Shaar Tzion from the Chemin Moshe. The Chemin Moshe says, I don't understand. How could that be? Let's say a person lives on a desert island and there's nobody there. Or if he lives in a city that there's only non-Jews. And this is interesting. This is stam interesting. Is there, when we say Pirsumei Nisa for people outside, who are we talking about? We're talking about for the non-Jews or for the Yidden? For the Yidden. I think most people say my tonight we were lighting and there was some guy playing basketball outside on our block and we were lighting with the door open. And my daughter said, oh, you see, now the guy know about Hanukkah. So I said, there's nothing to do with Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa is not that the Goyim should know about Hanukkah. It's that we should know about it. It's that we have to know about it and be mefarsim in the nes to ourselves and mechazek ourselves. Right? We don't care. What do I care? It's not the point that the Goyim should know about it. We have to be mechazek ourselves in our own emunah. So the Chemin Moshe is also understanding of that. So he says, what if a person is the only Yid in a city? So it comes out according to this. He should never light Hanukkah with a bracha. It should come out according to this that there's no point in lighting Ner Chanukah with a bracha at all, ever. This guy will never light Hanukkah licht with a bracha. And he says, Lo shamanu davar kazeh. Right? So Mimela says the Chamin Moshe that it's not true. Avada, you could light near Hanukkah the whole night with a bracha, and there's nothing wrong with that, because he's understanding that the Pesumi Nisa is an extra mila. I don't know if he said Avada, he agrees, Bizman Chazal, it's not like that. I mean, or he's saying that, but nowadays, for sure, there's no Indian of Pesumi Nisa. It doesn't matter, because the whole idea is that you don't need Pesumi Nisa for the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah doesn't require Pesumi Nisa.
Doesn't require, or you have his Pesumi Nisa for him himself?
No, he's not saying that. No. I'm saying that he's saying that there's two things. Pesumi Nisa is a Maila, but if you can't do it, there's still a Maisa Mitzvah of Hadlaka. That's how he's going.
There is no
Pesumi Nisa on he himself. Right. Yeah, he says, Shiyadik b'brach elvad, dim yochel afarsim hadlaka b'fnei rabim yoyse odif, aval ilek anoshim b'shul zeh lo yivatel ha-mitzvah. If there's no Pesumi Nisa, Mishabruz, obviously that's not called Pesumi Nisa, or else, why is he saying not to make a bracha? He says, k'moy v'lidi too, if there's no Pesumi Nisa, you wouldn't make the bracha. So for yourself, it's not called Pesumi Nisa. That's your own hadlaka. You have to be mefarsim for other people. So Mishnah Berurah says, don't make a bracha. Chamin Moshe says, Avad, you should make a bracha. Rav Moshe Feinstein, very strong lashon, he goes on to say, he learns a little differently than what we were saying, because he says even the time of Chazal was like that. And he learns the whole Taisus differently. But the Maisa bottom line is, he says, it's Pashut, that just like by Kriyas Megillah, there's two things. There's a Maisa mitzvah of Megillah. The mitzvah is to read the Megillah. If there's an extra thing, you know, an added bonus in the mitzvah, that you do Pesumi Nisa. If you can't do Pesumi Nisa, so you still do the mitzvah. So Chanukah is the same thing, that you light the Neiris. The Neiris is a Maisa mitzvah, and that goes all night. The Zman of Pesumi Nisa has a Zman to it. If you can't do that, so at least you have the Maisa mitzvah of Hadlaka, that's Rav Moshe. And then he says, you asked me if you're allowed to do it, if you're allowed to make a bracha. He says, it's Pasha, Divrei Magen Avraham, Temuhim, V'tzarech Lahadlik B'bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says at the end of that Sharatin, it says, Misha writes a lina kavasei ein moichin biyadai. And it says, Adraba, kein muchrochin lasais. Not just ein moichin, you have to do it like that. So Moshe comes very strong, and he says that it's poshut, that the Maisa mitzvah of Hadlak has nothing to do with pursuing Nisa. There's a mitzvah, and you can do it all night with a bracha. Oh, so this is a big question I saw in the Moed Mizmanim, that he doesn't understand what's this half hour. It has to be lit for a half hour. Half hour was the Zman of the Pesumi Nisa back then. But nowadays, what's this new business that has to be lit for a half hour? I mean, if you're lighting 10 o'clock at night, light for a half hour. What's this half hour? I mean, you're doing the Pesumi Nisa for yourself. So, for your family. So they saw it. If they didn't, they didn't. There's a new thing of a half hour. What?
The Maisa Mitzvah
was to do it till Tichler Argam Lashuk, but he has Raya's. The Shir is to what?
It's a code word for how long you have to wait for.
Yeah, but is it Shi'ura that it should be lit till then, no?
Whenever I wait, I have to wait for that amount of time.
Yeah, but it's not true. He says he has rayas. I mean, I didn't see the Ushanim, but he has rayas that if you lit 20 minutes before Techler Agam Nashuk, you only have to light for 20 minutes. Till Techler Agam Nashuk. Say, even like that Teretz. Like that Teretz, not like that. Yeah, you're right. But anyway, yeah, this is, okay, so that's what they're answering. They're saying a half hour is a half hour, is a shir. What? Yeah, what?
20 minutes left, that's all you're lighting is 20 minutes. It's 5 minutes or 5 minutes.
Right. Right, so he's saying according to that, it means that that's the amount of piersim you do. So if the piersim in your house takes a minute, so why do you have to leave it for a half hour? Anyway, there's a whole shtickle in the way to Mizmanim just about that question. Well, that's out to Bavarn, Achetichlegim, Minashuk, the other, yeah. Okay, so that's the Gabe. The Iker Takan of the Mitzvah. Now there's another, I think, maybe one could say, there's another Machlaikis in Halacha. What do you do, which is a very common Machlaikis, a very common question. I mean, it's a question in every single person's house, which apparently the Minig is one way, but let's see. The Shaila is, now that we don't light outside, so we light inside. Now the Gemara does not say light in the window. The Gemara says, in the time of Chazal to light in the window if you live in an aliyah. But it doesn't say nowadays to light in the window. It says nowadays light on the shulchan. Light inside your house. Don't bother with the window. So now there's different places that one could light in the house. Okay, so what's the preferred place to light inside the house? So this is a machlokes in the halacha. And the Rama says the preferred place to light in the house is in the doorway. So that means just like in that doorway, any doorway in your house, even if it's not facing outside, the doorway to your bedroom, open the door, light in the doorway so you're connected to mezuzah. There's an inyan to light the menorah connected to mezuzah, and the Rama Taka says, halacha lemaisa, nowadays that we light inside, you should light connected to mezuzah. This is the Rama says in Taf Reish, Ayin Aleph. Yes, so either, well, we'll see what the presumption is. But he says, mitzvah, Dr. Rama, So you should light in the doorway. So that's what the Rama says. The Magen Avram comes along, and the Magen Avram says, no, you should light in the window. Why should you light in the doorway? You should light in the window. This way, at least you gain that people are outside watching. So this is a machlokes. Where is the best place to light? In the doorway, in just in your house, or by the window? Because the Prestuminisa. So it could be that it works out that this is their machlokes. Because the Magen Avram is of the opinion, like we spoke of the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, that after, not like the Chaim and Moshe, that after the Zman of Hadlaka, if you live by yourself and there's no one outside, you shouldn't make a bracha. That means the Magen Avram holds, the way we're learning, is that part of the Ikar mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the Prestuminisa. And if there's no Prestuminisa, there's no mitzvah. So according to him, it makes a lot of sense to say that you should light in the chaloyim, because at least you're being magged, it's a hiddur in the mitzvah itself. You're getting a bigger pesumei nisa. You're getting pesumei nisa also for the people outside. But if you hold that really the ikar mitzvah is to light, if other people see it, it's like a zaita gamay. It's a maila that has nothing to do with that. It's a mitzvah. It's an extra thing. People will also see it. But the Rama holds, l'gabi that, you have a bigger maila to light keneged the mezuzah. Letting keneged the mezuzah is a bigger maila. So if Prisuminis is part of the Etzem Mitzvah, so then it makes sense to light in the window. If Prisuminis is just an extra, so then it makes sense to light connected the mezuzah. It seems like the Minig Olam. No, because Prisuminis is Zayit, it's nothing to do with the Mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the Gufa Mitzvah, according to this. The Gufa Mitzvah is to light. Now there's a, where's the best place? Oh, connected the mezuzah. That's a better place to light. Okay, I'm saying it's a shell of which mile is better. That's the Rama held, that's better. I'm saying, but if Pesumei Nisa is in the mitzvah itself, so then this is a bigger Pesumei Nisa, so you're getting a better mitzvah itself. It's not, so now, so Lemaisa, the Minig HaOlam apparently is to light in the window. Now, if you could light in the door where people will see it, Agav, so that's the best according to everybody. Because then you have the Rama and the Magen Avram.
What if you have a square glass door?
If you have a glass door in your front door, so then you could open the glass door and light in the doorway and people will see it. And you could also, that way also, by the way, you could also do it between 3 and 10 tefachim. Because normally most windows are over 10 tefachim, so you can't have it lit between 3 and 10 tefachim. It's automatically going to be over 10 tefachim. The ikar place to light is between 3 and 10 tefachim. So if you light in the doorway, you could have all three milas. You could have it between 3 and 10 tefachim and connected the mezuzah and the chaloyim. What?
3 and 10 tefachim is only connected in the doorway, 5 or the window.
So it's not a chassar. You're not losing out.
The whole thing is only for hekka.
There's no inyan to if you have a window that's less than 10 tefachim, a window that's more than 10 tefachim to light.
The whole thing is
for
hekka.
So that's legabe the ikar takana of the nair. So that now with that in mind. We can go ahead and maybe now let's go to the Ikar Shaila. The Shaila is again, nowadays, is there any purpose or any makom to light outside? So why what's the Shaila? Since the Ikar Mitzvah was to light outside, is there and only because of Sakana they made it that we should light inside. So should you go ahead and light inside if there's no sakana anymore, should we go ahead and light outside? So there's a couple things. From what? What? Raccoons? Okay, whatever. Fine. So if there is, there is. But there's nothing to. It doesn't sound. Fine. So you're saying there is. So good. So there's three issues. There's like three issues about this question. Should you light outside? So one just simple response. I was in Lakewood one time, and there was a younger man there, and Shmuel Kamenetsky was there for Shabbos by his one of his sons-in-law, and one of the Ingalai went over to him, and I was standing there, and he asked him. He said, "Reshiva, should we light outside nowadays in Lakewood because we're not afraid of the goyim?" So he said, "Shh, don't let the goyim hear you say that." Meaning to say that in the way in this sefer also he quotes Rav Shmuel also the same idea. He says, "Kol mi sha'imer shetzichim ladik b'chutz einam even matzaveinu b'chutz laretz." If you think that it's not sakana, you don't understand galus. Because galus is be'etzem a cheft of sakana, and if you don't think this is sakana, you're missing the boat on what we're hearing galus about. So that's the first school of thought, is that basically it is still a sakana, and therefore the whole question doesn't even start. No, because here they made a new. Here there's a in Chazal. It says Mokum Sakana. So does it fall under that? No. In Tzuka, you have to make up your new thing. Shad is it Sakana? Is it not? Chazal didn't talk about it. Here they said Mokum Sakana, light inside. So, and it was changed at one point. You want to say our matzav in America is better than it was all the years in Galus? I don't know if it says anywhere in Poland they didn't sleep in the sukkah because it was Sakana. It doesn't. I don't know. I mean. It doesn't say that anywhere. It's not really. It's different. That's what he said. Because even the goyim that care, they don't care what you do in your own house. Just keep it to yourself. Do it in your own house. But now you're doing it outside. You're like taking over. Keep your religion to yourself.
It's not the same. Not in the
hallway.
If you light indoor, you're not
mekayim
lighting outside.
Right. Outside is Pesach HaBeis, not in the house. Outside the house.
But if you light in the hallway with a glass,
that's not tefach
outside?
No. Outside is tefach based on the bechutz. Outside means that you're not seeing it inside. It's on your wall. So inside the house, you can't see it. It's only for outside. Oh,
you light it, it just goes out.
It's
outside.
They had boxes or whatever. Okay, so the first. So the first mahalach in this whole issue is that basically don't fool yourself. There is a sakana. Don't get too comfortable in galus. There's a maisa in I don't remember who told me this many, many years ago, but basically when they first established in Bar Park. Kiryas Bells. It was a street. And the Bava of a Rebbe. And there was a mice right then in the beginning that there was a guy that was starting up, and one of the yidden hit the guy, like punt, you know, knocked him out or whatever. So the Bava of a Rebbe spoke on Shabbos, and he said, we're in galus, and a yid is not allowed to hit a guy in galus. Means that you know, a person can't feel like, you know, you don't think it's a sakana, you don't understand, you know, what is in galus. Number one. Number two, the Briskerov said that's pashut. If everyone would light, ich bin the chacham, I'll light outside. So yeah, maybe it's not a sakana, the goyim aren't going to mind it so much. But if all of a sudden everybody starts lighting outside, it could be they're not going to like it so much. So it could be that if it's a sakana, if everyone would do it, then no one's allowed to do it. Like there was a maisa with the Rousseau Salanter one time that in Be'ir Vilna there was a big machala going on Yom Kippur, and Rousseau went into the main base medrash in Vilna, keneged the bezdin of Vilna, and he said everyone has to eat. So a guy said, well, I'm not mesukin. He said, but if you don't eat, then the guy that is mesukin is not going to. If you fast, then the guy that is mesukin is also going to fast. And therefore, since it's a sakana for him, no one's allowed to fast. Because what's the difference? Your pikuach nefesh or his pikuach nefesh? So Rosh Hashanah wants to shtel to that story, to this idea that Lamais, if everyone starts doing it, it'll definitely be a sakana, so therefore it's still called a sakana. Fine, that's one mahalach. The other another point.
What about the fact that everybody's not the most? No. What about the fact that everybody is being mefarsim?
Mefarsim, you're supposed to do what we're saying. We keep on saying outside is something else.
Is everybody's going to do it, and it's going to be a sakon. So right. Therefore, nobody should do it.
Right.
Okay, but lemaisa, not nobody's going to do it. So there's still going to be people doing it.
No one's doing it. I never saw anyone do it. I saw one person do it. I never saw anyone do it. No one does it. That's not the minig. Period.
Definitely mefarsim.
Mefarsim, that's what we discussed. Mefarsim has nothing to do with lighting outside. It's two separate issues. It's not the sakana. That's not the idea.
If it's an idea of sakana, you're telling me.
Sakana is going outside. Lighting in your window is not that.
I'm not talking about lighting in your window.
So who's doing it? At the hockey stadium? I mean, that's nothing.
You're not lighting outside. You're gonna tell me you can't light outside because it's a sakana. I'm gonna tie into that. Lemaisa, I drive around the streets.
So that's their problem.
There's people driving with menorahs on their car.
That's not the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. That's a couple people making announcements and commercials. Today is Hanukkah. That has nothing to do with the takana of the mitzvah.
My sakana is no different.
No, but he's asking something else. He says people are doing it outside. Okay, fine. Fine, because that's nothing to do with the mitzvah. So to go at it and say that the mitzvah allows for it, so that, you know, if every single person in New York is going to... Yeah. Okay, so now there's another point to make, which is what does sakana mean? How vite is sakana? So you read the Gemara, it sounds like sakana is mamash pikuach nefesh. But if you read the Rishonim, and you read the sugya, the sakana is not necessarily so much that it's going to be they're going to kill you because you do the mitzvah. First of all, Rashi's mavur, the sakana is that they're going to take away the menorah. Number one. Number two is sakana could be that they're going to put out the flame. There's a lot of different pshatim in the Rishonim. Sakana does not have to mean that they're gonna kill you. So all those things, you know, it's very shaykh that if everyone would light outside, that, you know, it's gonna be a ruach mitzui that within a half hour no one's gonna have their menorahs anymore. So it's not so pashut that legabe that sakana taka doesn't exist either. Now there's there's a lashon in the chayadam achshav shedarim bein ha'akum, we light out inside. In other words, this idea that in Golas this is the way we do it. But there's one other point also, is that if we go back a little bit to what we were mocked him in the first part, which is the whole idea of lighting inside. You have to understand, was it a new takana, or was it just, you know, the lowest kiyum of the Ikra Takana? In other words, if the Ikra Takana, when the Chazal were Masakin, it was light with Pursumei Nisa, and you're still doing Pursumei Nisa for the people inside. So that's one thing. Then you could say, you know, then there's a question. Where should you light? You know, because Chazal said do as much Pursumei Nisa as possible, and now there's a scale. We went down within that mitzvah to light inside when it was a sakana. If it's not a sakana, maybe you should light outside. That's the question. But if you go with according to Tosfos, the way we learn Tosfos, that Chazal made a new takana. The Brisker Rav explains also like that, that the Chazal made a new takana that has nothing to do with Pursumei Nisa, light near Hanukkah. And they made a Pesha sakana. So now, it could be, it's Gansi talking to say, that if you light outside, you're not Yoytze. Because maybe that's not the mitzvah today. Maybe the mitzvah today is light inside. That's the takana today. If you hold it's a new takana to light inside, it could be that they took away the old takana. The mitzvah today is not to light outside, and if you light outside, you're not yoytze. Because the mitzvah is...
The old mitzvah is not here anymore, you're saying?
Huh?
The old mitzvah is not here anymore?
No, the second takana was.
The takana was. Don't do outside, do inside. This mitzvah is what you're supposed to be doing. So if you go with Tosfos that it's a new takana, number one, it could be that you're not even Yoytze. So this svar that you're not Yoytze was written by a sefer, Dvar Yerushua. And Dvar Yerushua, I'm not sure what that is exactly, but it's someone who didn't live that long ago. And he wrote this svar, he came to Eretz Yisrael from Europe, and he shows up in Eretz Yisrael, and lo and behold, everyone's lighting outside. And he started making machal, you're not Yoytze if you light outside. What's going on over here? They made a new takana, you're supposed to light inside. And he went around with this svara that if it's a new takana, you're not Yoytze if you light outside. So he writes a letter to Rabbi Yashiv, And I'll be, and he writes in the letter, I was thinking about the minig of Klal Yisrael that we light inside all the doiris, and this is the pshat in it, and therefore I don't think that you're yotzei if you light inside, if you light outside. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote him back, said, from the beginning of your letter, I thought it was going to be a good shtickel Torah, because you started saying, I'll be miyashiv the minig, why is it that people light inside? But then you start telling me that you're not even yotzei if you light outside. That's the Ikra Halacha. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says you're supposed to do. And therefore, he says, this svara is totally off. And it's not true. And he says for a few reasons. First, he's not sure about the Ikra svara, that if it's a new takana, the old takana doesn't exist anymore. And second of all, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, there was never a takana. There, it was just, you know, it was never a time that everybody, he says, there was never a time that everybody lit inside. So he says, he's not sure that in Eretz Yisrael, there was ever a takana that way. So in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, you're yoytzi like the Ikar Din by lighting outside. But the Shaila is, it's not clear from the Tshuva and Rabbi Yashiv what he holds about the Ikar Shaila in Chutz La'aretz. If it is a Takana, would there be such a Svara that you're not even yoytzi if you light outside? And the reason for that is because it's not in your bias. It's not in your house. It's outside your house. And the mitzvah is to light in your house. Just like you can't light in your front lawn, you can't light in the street, you can't light in a stadium, whatever, nothing to do with the mitzvah. So if you light on the front of your wall, outside your door, it's not in your house. So you're not yoytze according to that. So, but either way, since it was a new takana in Golas to light inside, who are we to decide? A chazal now wouldn't, whoever made those takanas at that time were much greater than any of us. And therefore, who are we to now go ahead and say, no, that takana to change the mitzvah and put it inside doesn't apply anymore. So therefore, the minhag would remain that you should light inside. Be that, even though we're lighting inside, like we explained, it's still a machlokes. How are we lighting inside? Are we lighting inside for the pirsum nes, still with pirsum nes, just for the people inside the house, or are we lighting? Are we lighting for the without pirsum nes at all? The mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa in Ner Chanukah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach once said a big chiddush. He said, if you look in the nusach of the Neres Halalu, we say, Haneres Halalu Kedesh, Shemilu Shisham, before the Shomavod, Kedei Lahidusul Halal, Lashimcha Gadol, Anisacha, Anifulasacha, Vayishua Sacha. And also in the Rambah, we say that we light it, Kedei Lahidusul Halal. That means that lighting the Ner is a kiyum. When we light the Neres, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lahaydos, to thank Hashem for the Nisim, Ulahalel, and to praise Hashem for the Nisim. And in the Rambam also it says like that, that is Pirsumei Nisa, but that was the Ikar Takana of the Yomim, Simcha v'Halel u'Madlika men Neres al Pischei Abatim. So Shlomo Zalman wants to say that a chelik of the mitzvah of the Pirsumei Nisa, this idea of Pirsumei Nisa is part of the Nes, it's not just the Pirsumei Nisa of it, but it's also the Lahaydus Ulahalal of it. It's also thanking Hashem for the Nes that happened through the lighting of the Neres. So he says that if a person lights the Neres and doesn't think about the point of what he's lighting the Neres for, if he just does it as, you know, Stama Mitzvah, but he doesn't realize what he's doing it for, that he's doing it to be mefaris in the nes and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nesim that happened, he says that it could be he's not yoytze for sure the person nesim part of the mitzvah, he's not yoytze this ikar part of the mitzvah. So a person, he says, it's a very fundamental part of the mitzvah over here is to not just to light the neres, but to have kavana in the lighting of the neres, that the hadlaka itself, the hadlaka itself is a maisa of Haidah and the Maisa of Halal. It's a Maisa of the way we praise Hashem and thank Hashem for the Nisim. So we should all talk up. What? I didn't say so much, but you know, he says that you should have in mind Kavana. I don't know his lashon exactly, but so you know, we should all have Kavana Taka to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Karoi and to be Yoytze like all the Shittas, and of course it should be Ma'ir within us. We should be Yoytze this Inyan of Lahidus Ul Halal L'Shimcha Gadol.